radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
By all qualifications in the sight of men or in community, men of stature. But God said no. Samuel was like, he got confused. He went to the next one. God said no, another mighty man, another valiant man. Another mighty man, another valiant man. And Samuel said, wait a minute. Is there another one? I know I ain't missed God here. Right? So, of course, Jesse says, well, there's one more.
David.
What's his name?
David.
Go fetch David. We're not going to sit to eat until David comes. Amen. So they fetch David from tending the sheep, the least. Amen. No reputation, no experience. Shameful.
Amen.
Jesse didn't even want to. See, when we talk old wineskins, this is not a slight on these men. We're talking about what we can see, what God says, no, I got a new wine.
Amen.
And it's going to need a new wineskin.
Amen.
It's going to be contrary to what you think.
Amen.
It may not look like you think it ought to look. It ain't gonna have the experience you think it should have.
Amen.
It's not gonna bring a resume.
Amen.
But yet when David stood before Samuel, God said, this is the dude.
Amen.
Right here. This the bad boy. This the one gonna rule Israel. This the one gonna take out Goliath. Huh? Are y'all hearing me? Tell somebody, new wine.
New wine skin.
That's right where we are right now.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you better rub all that sleep out your eyes.
Amen.
And start to listen to what God is saying from the inside. Because he's going to take stuff that is unseemly.
Yes.
Stuff that you ain't never used before. Stuff that ain't never worked. This ain't proved. God said, I don't care if it's proved. It's what I've chosen.
Amen.
Things that are not.
Amen.
To bring to naught things that are.
Yes.
So stop getting caught up.
Amen.
In numbers and in that stature. And that. Start seeing with the eye of the Spirit. Because
yes.
Sometimes the very least one is the David.
Amen.
Are y'all here?
Yes.
Samuel anointed him. This is the guy. Huh?
Yeah.
Tell somebody, new wine.
New wine skin.
And these are all valiant men. These are all valiant, and they have their place. Now, I know these. Nobody would get offended. That's why I spared you. He's been preaching to us all weekend. Y'all can sit down. Somebody say, new wine.
New wine skin.
God's going to use some unseemly stuff. Stuff, it might be sitting in your closet.
Amen.
You've been overlooking it until you really start seeking God with all your heart, and then all of a sudden, bing. What is it? Lord, I didn't know I had that. Let me call this number. Find out the Lord had your blessing sitting there all along. Let's go to Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter 5. Somebody say, conquered.
Conquered.
To conquer.
To conquer.
You see, except God conquers our heart, we'll be stuck on old wineskin. And nothing wrong with the old wine. Because if you've not really tried the new, then you'll like the old better. Because it's served you for so long. And it's been all right. Huh? It's been good. But there's a new wine. A divine wine. I'm telling you, get ready for things to happen that make no common sense. Have no earthly parallels. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to step into the reality of the ecclesia like never before. Tell somebody, get ready for it. Come on, look at somebody else. Tell them, get ready for it. You must position yourself for it. You must renew your mind to it. You must allow those walls to be knocked down.
Amen.
We always carry boundaries, but not walls. See, people have walls of fear.
Amen.
Amen. Walls of prejudice.
Yes.
We've done it this way all the time. We're going to always do it this way.
Amen.
Listen, that group is dying off.
Oh, yeah.
God, their contract is up.
Yeah.
God is taking them home. They're not evil or wrong. God just said, no. I got something new I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's why we need to stay relevant.
Yeah.
So that we can stick around.
Yeah.
I ain't ready to go yet.
Yeah.
But you got to stay relevant.
Yeah.
You got to stay out of the way.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. A lot of old bondage stuff and legalism is dying out.
Yeah.
Amen. God's moving them.
Yeah.
They were generals and served their season. But God says, this is a new season. I'm doing a new thing. I got another army that's rising. You got to be able to identify them. You got to be able to nurture them. You got to be able to lead them. Not judge them and condemn them. They ain't gonna look like you. They ain't gonna talk like you. They ain't even gonna act like you. They're not religious like you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They're not religious like you.
Amen.
Listen, they're not like David. They're not even going to have it together like Eliab and them. They had it together. David didn't. But see, God looks at the heart. He saw the heart of a lion. This is why we need discernment in these times. To see. Like John saw Jesus come, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We need that discernment in this time. In Joshua chapter 5, starting at verse number 1. Everything was shifting. Everything was shifting. The kings of the Amorites, all the Canaanites, all the different nations in Canaan, whom God promised to give to Israel, the Hebrews, during the time that they approached the Jordan was the time that the Jordan was flooded. You know how in India, there's so much flooding that so many people would die in the floods that the tigers became flesh eaters. They call them man eaters because there was so much carrion for them to eat. So they developed a taste for humans. So they call them man eaters. Well, when we look at how the Word of God says in Jeremiah, if you run with the footmen, and they have wearied you in a land of peace, what shall you do in the swelling of Jordan? See, when the Jordan swelled, the lions became a problem.
Amen.
They became man-eaters.
Amen.
And they were proud. That's what the Lord said. What are you going to do when the Jordan swells and the beasts start increasing? Well, the Canaanites, they knew, you know, this was the time of the swelling of Jordan. And Israel was on the east of Jordan. But after God wrought the miracle and split the Jordan and they crossed the Jordan, fear hit the enemy. I want you to know something right now. You need to know this, that your enemy is trembling in his boots. Ah, everybody ain't hearing that because see, you scared. No, your enemy. Tell somebody right now, your enemy is afraid. God's got him afraid. The devil is afraid. Because he sees what's happening. He cannot stop the rise of the ecclesia. He can't stop it. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You need to know that. We've come to the end of a sin age where sin has now no more dominion. You ought to be free in your mind. You ought to be free in your spirit. See, sin has no dominion, but what you have are sin habits. You got to get rid of that habit. You got to squash that, kill that thing. Crucified, and you'll find you got dominion over that. Sin shall not have dominion over you, but you have dominion over it. We've entered into the age of righteousness. Listen, the sons of God, this is the age where the sons will rise. Thank you, Apostle. I wish I had more help here. More believers. See, you're struggling in your mind. But when your mind gets free. I said, when your mind gets free, God has placed fear. All the kings of the Amorites, when they heard that Israel crossed Jordan during the time that it was flooded, they had no spirit left in them. Think about it. They had no spirit left in them. Remember, Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon, and she saw all that was going on, and how the servants served, and the musicians, and the food, and everything. And it says there was no spirit left in her. I believe she said, "Oh, just fainted at all the." See, your enemy has fainted. You better get this today and walk in victory all week, because you're at a threshold. Change is on the horizon. Amen. What you've been dreaming about, what you've been hoping for, what you've been believing for, what you've been fighting for, what you've been standing for, what you've been praying about, that thing about to hit you. Amen. They had no spirit in them. Let's read it. It says, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. It would seem like something like that happened. I'm going to try to join their side. Hey, I'm going to put my flag up and say, "Hey, can I come join you?" But see, God wanted to destroy these wicked Canaanites. He didn't want you infiltrating or cohabitating with them.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.